God, Shahrzad, we did it.
We did it. I know this is something we've been talking about, and it's been in the works for 6 months.
At least, if not longer.
Yeah, maybe
I think we started
longer.
Talking about it about a year ago. You guys, we started a podcast, and you're listening to it right now. This is Femme for All Moms.
My name is Shahrzad Kiade.
And I'm Susan Yara. You know what's funny about that? On the way here, we were on the phone talking about how we were going to do this episode. And I told Shahrzad, I guess I'll say my name, because normally Shahrzad just introduces me, but she can point to me in video because we have a YouTube channel. We, in fact, have several YouTube channels. And one of them is called Femme for All Moms. But we realized we wanted to have more conversations, but we didn't want to put makeup on and get ready for it. So we thought, why don't we just do a podcast, right?
I love it. Yeah. You know, I think there's something about not being seen that can make you be even a little bit more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I know for me, when we're doing stuff on YouTube, I'm as raw and transparent as I can be. But there's still this part of me that like wants to like suck my stomach in.
You turn on.
And look good, and we stop if there's a hair in the way, and we, you know, we definitely try and like look decent and put together. Here we can look like absolute crap, and we can dive in a little deeper to the conversations that we really are passionate about. What I am particularly excited about, you guys, we have a private Facebook group that has been, I feel like, so interesting for me to get a peek inside of what is really going on with a lot of moms. You guys in the Facebook group are so honest and transparent and vulnerable and supportive of each other. And we wanted an extension of that, an extension of our YouTube channel. We wanted to talk to other moms going through things that we haven't been through. We've heard the feedback on the YouTube channel that sometimes you guys want a mom that has had a totally different experience than Susan and I have. So we want to include a diverse range of moms on here.
Not just moms, experts, everybody. But yeah. You know what I want to start with first?
Talk to me.
I want to tell you about my morning.
Tell me about your morning.
I think we can get into like what we do and who we are and everything in a second. Because, you know, these sessions are going to be sessions where I feel like they're going to be therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Where we can talk about what's really going on.
Oh, absolutely.
So this morning, my husband, we're sitting in bed. We're having some coffee with our kids, like jumping all over me. I've got my boob literally in my newborn's mouth, feeding her. And my husband goes, I'm not feeling well. I think I'm going to call in sick today. And I was like, oh, that's actually kind of awesome because I am going to be gone all morning and it's going to be great to have you in the afternoon. This is actually more like what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you should call in sick. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, we're going to spend the morning recording our podcast. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be at home with the kids to take care of them. We have a little bit of help. But then in the afternoon when I get home, I'm with the babies. You know, I'm with our two kids. And so I'm thinking, actually, that'll be great because I don't have the morning to do anything for myself. I can do some work when I get home because he'll be there to help balance that out, right? 2 minutes later, he looks over at me. He's like, just booked a massage. And I was like, oh, great. All right. Booked a massage. Good for you. And then this is when he like does a little cherry on the cake. Cherry on the, what is it?
Sundae?
Cherry on top.
Cherry on top.
He puts a little cherry on top. I'm like, you can actually go to school with me to drop off Nikosh, our toddler, and say hi to like his teachers and stuff. It's good for you to like show some face since mm-hmm. you never do and kind of see what happens. And he's like, well, I'm planning to work out. And I just went, all right. And I sat there. I've actually tried to be very, like, so much better about this, about communicating to him why that is annoying, why he is annoying to me. And I was like, listen, I'm glad you get to work out on your call-in sick day, okay? But I don't get to work out. I get to go take our son to school. So I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to take our son to school. You should come with me because you never do that. And your massage, you should schedule that while I've got a nanny here. While I'm also gone to watch our baby. And then when I get home, you can be home too. And then we can both tag team on with our kids, you know, like let me have a little bit of air too. If you're going to be home and you're not truly sick, let's be real. You're just doing your little, I don't feel good. Yeah. Okay. I get it. But when I don't feel good, I still have to be with the kids. So
moms aren't allowed sick days.
Moms aren't allowed sick days. And no. So, you know, it's one of those things where I don't want this podcast to be something where we like rag on our husbands all the time.
But it might slip in every now and then.
Every now and then. But it brings up, why did we call this For All Moms?
Yeah. And not For All Dads.
Not For All Dads. Or fathers and mothers, which I saw a guy comment on one of our videos really? Suggesting. He's like, FAM stands for fathers and mothers. And it's like, listen.
Oh, I never thought about that. Sure, buddy. Whatever you want. Right. You can think whatever you want. Yeah. But you know what? There's guys can go search for their own content. We are moms. We want to talk about what we're going through. We want to talk about our perspectives. We want something for women by women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think women just are naturally drawn towards deeper connections and conversations than men are. I mean, I love my relationship with Susan because we talk about so much intimate stuff constantly. There's like zero filter. We dive in. We say exactly what's going on. And guys, I feel like, aren't seeking that out.
They should.
They should. Everybody should. It's so therapeutic.
Yep.
That's, you know, like Susan said, this is going to be our therapy. Thanks for listening to our therapy sessions, everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like you can pick any subject and I've got a complaint.
About Michael, your husband, Michael.
The thing is, I do want to recognize we have awesome husbands.
We do.
My Michael is so hands-on. He loves being a dad. He's really good at it. With parenting, you don't always agree with your partner.
Understatement of the century.
You know, even though Michael and I were raised similarly in the sense that we both have had American moms, Middle Eastern dads, so that like culturally we had similar upbringings in that sense, we were still raised very differently too. I mean, and when you're co-parenting, even if you think you're on the same page, there's so much of your childhood stuff that comes up when you're thinking about what to do with your kid. And that causes friction and fights. And moms just, I think, feel good talking about it. So that's why we're here. That's why we want to talk about it.
I think dads can get some takeaways from our show too. So
definitely,
they want to listen in. Definitely can.
You know, if you guys are interested, we can probably persuade them to come in and do a couple episodes with us. Susan's laughing right now, but
my husband's terrible with anything that involves any kind of broadcast.
But you know, he's real. He's not trying. Whereas sometimes that's also very much appreciated. Like Michael doesn't ever try. He doesn't care. He's not looking for fame on the internet, you know? So I think that kind of male perspective can be good. We can drag him in here if you guys are interested.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons that we wanted to start FAM. You know, we hear and see so many of the conversations going on online about motherhood. I've been in the motherhood space since before I was even a mom.
Yep. That's
which
right.
is crazy to me
which
when
you
I
got
think about
lots
that.
Lots of shit for.
People hated my guts because I wasn't a mom. And I was like, but
you were on a mom show.
I love moms. I have nothing against moms. I want to talk about mom stuff, but this feels like a good
safe place.
A safe place for us to just dive in and talk about it. You've never been on a podcast.
I am not a podcast person.
And that's why it's great that you're here.
Yeah.
I started getting into podcasts because I was driving back and forth to the Bay Area so much when my mom was sick, and I was just on Highway 5 and Highway 101 constantly.
Yep.
And when my kids fell asleep, I wanted something other than music to just zone out to, and I really got hooked on a lot of podcasts. And I felt like I had a good, deep connection with a lot of the hosts that I just gravitated towards. And again, I think this platform gives you the opportunity to be a little bit more vulnerable.
Yep. You know, I guess that leads us into... Let me hear who you are, Shahrzad. I obviously know who you are.
You do.
I feel like you've had a big year, actually.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, for the people that don't know us, let's hear it. Let's hear who you are.
I'm a Gemini pescatarian. I say that all the time and I usually get a laugh, so I'm going to just keep saying it until it's not funny anymore. But yeah, I grew up in the Bay Area. I went to UCLA. I'm a mom of two. My boys are 5 and a half and 3. I've been married for almost 10 years. My husband's great. He's an entrepreneur. He's got a lot of really cool things happening. I've been in the online content creation space for 8 years. 6 and a half of that has been in the mom world. So yeah, started in the mom space probably about a year or so before I became a mom. I hosted one of the number one mom talk shows on the internet, The Mom's You, which I feel like a lot of people still say that's where they found me online. And that was a great place for me to start in this sort of world and kind of put me on the map as a host and somebody who takes content creation seriously and turned it into a career. I'm usually a really happy person. My mom was on my YouTube channel a ton. If anybody's followed me for a while, they probably saw her smiling, dancing little face. She passed away, which I talked about a ton online. She got diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer and then given a year to live. And she literally passed away a year exactly, almost to the date of when she was given a year. So then I took a little break to just figure out how to breathe again and, you know, took some time off, which I've never done before. And it felt really good. I felt really lucky that I was able to sort of have some time to just relax and put no pressure on myself. And, you know, losing a parent is hard, I think, no matter what age you are. But I one thing that I have done that I think has really saved my sanity and my overall well-being is truly practicing gratitude. And that means something different for everybody. But I felt like I was getting into a negative, dark, sort of depressed place. Not depression, like, oh, I want to end my life, but just a place of like, just I'm sad. And thinking about all the wonderful things that I did and do have in my life really helped me not be sad. I mean, it took time, you know, it's still, I have moments where I can get into a really sad place. But, you know, I think it also helped me talk about subjects that were really uncomfortable. I definitely shied away from talking about death. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to think about it, but I've had so many losses in the last 2.5 years with the loss of my mom being the most significant. And I talked a lot about it with Susan because we physically saw each other all the time, shooting the sass and shooting fam and just being great friends. And it felt really, really good for me to vent and have somebody just really listen to me. I think a lot of times when you're going through something really intense, like watching a parent die or dealing with somebody who's sick, so many people want to tell you what's going on with them. And it's nice to just be listened to sometimes. And I just thank you for listening to me.
You guys, when she's talking about this, like, this is still really, really fresh. And I, you know, it's like amazing to watch you talk about it and go through this and everything. And I think it was important for you to take some time off. And she's literally getting back into the swing of things. And one of those things is this podcast. Yep. Like, this is one of the first things that you're starting back up with, right?
Yeah. And I feel, again, gratitude. I feel so lucky that I get to do this, that I get to do this with somebody I love and trust, Susan, that I feel like I'm in a safe place where I can talk about things that are difficult. One thing I really took away from the experience of sharing my mother's diagnosis is that so many people are going through something. It may not be exactly what I'm going through, obviously, but there are actually a lot of people dealing with the loss of a parent or watching a loved one deteriorate. And it feels, in a weird way, it feels good to know you're not alone when you're going through some hard stuff. And anyway, so I feel like that's another reason that we were really genuinely excited about talking about hard mom stuff, is it feels good to know that somebody else is going through something that you're going through. Whether it's death, whether it's a rough birth, whether it's a pregnancy that you didn't want or that's rough, or anything that's particularly challenging. It's nice to know you're not freaking alone.
Yeah, that was probably my biggest thing when I had my first baby.
Yeah, I know. And I remember the day so clearly when you got into my car. Susan and I had my second the same time Susan had her first. So I think some of you moms can relate if you've had more than one. There's a confidence that comes with your second kid. So when I was having Cyrus, who's now 3, I felt a little more confident, obviously, than I did as a first-time mom. And when you got into my car, we were going to shoot the sass. It was probably one of the first days that you were actually taking a full day away from Nikosh.
Mm-hmm,
he was a new baby. You got in the car. It's overwhelming to plan and prepare and pump and do whatever, take care of all the food and the diapers for whoever's watching your kid, and then get in the car and drive away. It feels like you're missing a limb the first few times you do it. And you got in, you were like, did you just freak out? Or what you said?
In the car and I was like, do you ever experience anxiety?
Yeah.
and she turns to me and she goes, all the time, like a cheerleader, you guys. Like, she was just super happy and she said it like it was no big deal. And I was like, all right, sounds good, let's go. Yeah. You know, and it kind of like kickstarted this whole thing. And that's actually what made us start FAM for All Moms, is we realized, you know, maybe people aren't talking about the real stuff. Like, we see everything that's online, and it looks like, you know, even my life sometimes, I feel like I make it look like it's this wonderful, you know, easygoing life. But, you know, what you guys aren't seeing is that I'm being like thrown up on, like on a daily basis. My child like wipes his snot off his nose and then wipes it right onto me. And my baby is crying. I'm leaking breast milk all over myself. And I don't have time to even wash my face, which sounds like a strange thing, because if you guys know who I am, washing my face is a big, big deal. But you know, it's one of those weird things, you know, it's like you don't really see what's happening. And when we looked out into the mom space, we felt like you saw the moms that were trying to make it look perfect. And I think that's the opposite of us. We don't want to try to make it look perfect. We want to just put out there that this is what's happening. Sometimes it looks really great. You know, somebody, I was, sometimes I Google myself.
Late at night when no one's watching.
Late at night. And I decided to look at some Reddit comments. And there was this comment like, who the fuck is this Susan Yara and why do people listen to her? And I was reading through the comments and most of them were like pretty rude.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Which I'm totally okay with. I'm all for the trolls because they actually make you a bigger personality.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they actually like put your name out there more. Yeah, they're talking about me.
True, true.
But there was this one comment and she was like, I look up to Susan Yara. I'll be honest. I look up to Susan Yara because I want to be Susan Yara. And she's like, I want to be the rich, pretty Botox mama with a lawyer husband and a cute mixed baby, which this was a few months ago. So I didn't have my cute mixed little daughter. Girl, too. And I was like, you know, I want to be that person, too. I wish I was that person. They, you know, it's like people don't really see what goes on. And I feel like this is going to be a place for us. Speaking of that, I'm Susan Yara. And
yes. Let's hear about you. You guys heard about me. I maybe went a little deeper than you were expecting for an intro, but that's what you're going to get. So yeah, Susan, I love Susan so much. You guys, I've loved her since before I even met her. I followed her online from years ago. She was one of the first beauty reporters and hosts that I'd ever seen doing some cool professional stuff. I was a huge fan, still am. So Susan, in your words, who the fuck are you?
What am I? I'm a Leo. Since we're starting off with
she's not a pescatarian.
I am not a pescatarian. I eat meat and it grosses Charzad out. I went to McDonald's while I was pregnant and she had to drive me. And she was really grossed out by the fact that I went through with it.
But that's why we get along. You know, we're not the same. We have some fun qualities that we share, but we definitely have some different experiences.
Definitely.
But anyway,
yes.
You go. I want to hear about you.
I'm close to 40 now. I've been thinking about this
a lot.
That's
weird.
I'm like 2 years away from being 40 years old, a little
You're
less than
so
2 years
hot.
Away. Thank you. So I guess I'm considered an older mom in this day and age because, or am I like a normal aged mom
like
now?
For LA, you're
I'm normal. Very normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in other places, I am definitely the last of everybody, including my family, my sisters, to have had kids. I have two kids. I have a toddler. He is going to be 3 years old very, very soon. He's in school right now and we're dealing with a lot of stuff. I actually just found out that they want us to bring in a behavioral therapist for him. Mm-hmm.
Fun.
So we'll talk about that in another episode. But he's got some speech delays and stuff, but he is damn cute if I do say so myself. I think he's a cute boy. And then I just had a baby girl. She is a few months old. I'm just out of the fourth trimester and it feels really good. Really, really good. Though I still feel like I'm drowning in like not sleeping and breast milk and that kind of stuff. And I work. I'm a work from home mom. I like being able to say that because it's a very distinct thing when you're a work from home mom. You get that time with your kids, but then you're also trying to figure out how you actually do work. So we have our YouTube channels. Our main YouTube channel that Charzad and I are both on is mm-hmm. called Mixed Makeup. And we hit 1 million subscribers in 2019.
Woohoo!
But then we, you know, I have a personal channel where I talk about my mom life stuff. And then we have Fam for All Moms. And like you said, we're going to be using our group, our private Facebook group as our sounding board, because there are so many conversations, some that I didn't even realize. Like there are things that are happening that make me like realize that, you know, sometimes we do have it really good, you know, and mm-hmm. even when I'm pissed off at my husband, Arun, I realize that sometimes, you know, we should take a step back mm-hmm. and have that gratitude.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do want to punch him in the face a few times.
Of course. I feel like it would be such a disservice to say that everything was peachy and we're so perfect and blah, 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 blah. That's a disservice. The moms that are putting on a show like they're perfect and they, you know, that's just a lie. I feel like that's not the truth that I've seen for any of the moms that I know personally. And I feel like I do know a really good amount of moms. And I think for new moms who are maybe struggling, which I think a lot of new moms are struggling.
You mean every mom?
Yeah. I think it's a disservice to see so much content revolving around people that supposedly have it together on the gram.
Yeah.
You know, I'm probably going to say this a bunch of times throughout this podcast journey, but if I could give a piece of advice to a new mom, it's not going to be what you think it is.
What is it?
Get the fuck off social media.
Seriously.
That is my number one piece of advice for a new mom. Even just today, I was having a conversation with a new mom, and she was talking about this girl that she follows, who she's personally friends with, who posts a lot of stuff about how her baby sleeps through the night. Her baby's nursing so well. She's lost all the weight. She's working out again. Her husband and her are fucking. Everything is so great. And this new mom that I know was feeling a little bit insecure, even though everything is going great for her. It's hard not to compare yourself when it's in your face. I would say get off social media if you're a new mom.
Absolutely.
I know that'll come up many, many times because I'm sort of on this crazy path of creating healthy habits for social media because I think it's made me a better person. So mm-hmm. I'll talk about that a lot more, I'm sure, because it's sort of what I'm obsessed with right now. But I don't know. I just felt like I had to say that.
Yeah. No, you know, on the topic of social media, I think we should address that a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we look like we've got everything going peachy on social media.
Yeah.
And I think everyone should keep in mind that, one, we feel insecure when we see other people. Sharzad and I went through a year of talking about all the other content creators and influencers and everybody on Instagram. And we were like feeling frustration. One, because we compare ourselves to them in as far as work goes. But two, because some of them do make it look like it is so damn easy. You know, like they've got their kids posing for stuff. My kid won't pose for anything. I have to bribe him unless it's like a candid moment, which I do get those every once in a while. And it's like, you know, you compare yourself and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like, why is it that these people look so good? And you know what? You have to remind yourself that not everybody has it perfect. You know, the one that always gets me is the people that lose the weight and look like they're just so, you know. I have a FUPA. It's permanent.
I've had a FUPA. Well, I had a FUPA before I became a mom.
So if you guys just don't know what that is, look at it.
We won't tell you here. Maybe we will one later. Day, but yeah, we'll get in. We want you to get to know us a little bit more before we start getting real raunchy. yeah, I know. I'm the same. I mean, also, I remember when I became a first-time mom, I gained 60 pounds with my first, and I was pregnant at the same time and on camera with this one of my friends, Kaylee, on the Mom's U, who gained, like, I think 20 pounds. I'm not sure, but she looked so, so good. I felt like a whale, like a large, large whale, not like a cute dolphin, but a full-on whale. And everybody when we went out together was like, oh my god, Kaylee, you look so good. And then they'd be like, how are you? You know? Like, I know I don't look good, okay? I've gained a lot. I'm sorry, I'm alive. You know, that's how I felt. Anyway, so just the idea of comparing yourself, I think is it can only lead to negative feelings about yourself. And if you don't know what everybody's doing all the time, you won't feel bad. You won't feel insecure. Yep. And as a new mom, there are so many moments when you can feel like a piece of shit. There's a lot of opportunities to feel like a piece of shit. Like if your kid isn't doing what other kids are doing, you feel bad. If you and your husband aren't having sex right away, you feel bad. If you don't have a six pack,
I mean,
some people do, you know, so for some people we see, like I said, we have this private Facebook group that has been eye-opening for, I think, both of us. Because as much as we talk, we obviously haven't experienced every single thing. And things that came up for us didn't come up for some of these people and vice versa. So we're learning a lot of other things about motherhood that are genuine concerns for some people. Not having sex with their partner after they become a mom is detrimental to their marriage and their relationship. And they want to figure out a way to fix it. So anyway, we're probably going all over the place with this first episode, but I feel like this is going to just sort of,
stay with us.
Stay
guys.
With us, guys.
Stay with us, because I do think that, you know, we're going to get to the meat of it. I just wanted to use this opportunity to, you know, especially if you don't know us, get to know us. If you do know us, you probably don't know us like this, though.
Yeah.
We never really just talk without being produced. And
true that.
And when I say being produced, I mean, I'm usually cracking the whip.
Susan's the producer.
And so this feels good to just be like, oh, I'm stretching.
We have, you know what I think this episode, I'm like, there's so much I want to say that I'm just too excited. Mm-hmm. And I'm just word vomit mm-hmm. because I, like I said, this has been something that's been talked about for so long. Between Susan and I, and we have so many ideas and things we want to say and people we want to talk to and topics we want to just really dissect and dive into and potentially make entire mini series out of. And so I feel like this episode is just us with our excitement and intros and covering a couple things. And okay, so I keep plugging the Facebook group, but I would love for you guys to join. I'm going to talk about it a couple more times because it's a great way for you guys to connect with us in a sort of private setting and to be a part of this podcast, yeah. I would say.
And also be part of the community. There are moms in there there are single moms in there. Mm-hmm. They've actually gotten pissed at me one before because I felt like one had posted a controversial topic mm-hmm. about like custody and stuff and it got heated. And I moderate the group every once in a while. We have other moderators in there too. And I decided to turn off comments. And then another single mom came on. She was like, no way. This is a topic that we need to talk about and stuff. And I thought about it and I was like, you know what? She's right. Yeah. You know, that's something I'm not going through. I don't know how to deal with that. You know, we have topics in there that are, you know, there are women who are pumped to be moms. There are women that aren't that pumped to be moms. There are women who are pumped to be married and some that are not pumped to be married. There are some that hate their mother-in-laws and some that love their mother-in-laws. And, you know, there's every issue that you can think about. The only thing we don't talk about is
vaccines mm-hmm. and circumcision.
We talk a little bit, but it's
not in the like, is it right or is it wrong sort of way, but like just more in an advice way if you are thinking about doing something.
Yeah, it's become a big topic, I feel like. People want to know if they did it.
Yeah.
Like, did you circumcise
your kid? I'll tell you right now, Susan and I are not going to share whether or not we did that. We're not going to go there. You know, we realize we share a lot of our personal lives, but and there's some things that I will definitely share that are personal about my kids, but I'm not going to talk about my son's dick.
Yeah, he can do that later.
He can talk about it. My son's
same.
Yeah. So sorry if that was too intense for me, but I just kind of had to say it in a blunt way like that because that is something we get asked all the time.
Yeah. People are always like, what did you do? Yeah. I don't know. Why don't you ask my son when he's 18? And if he wants to tell you,
I'll show you.
I'm sure you will. Sure we will deal with that someday where someone's going to be like, yeah, your son sent a dick pic.
Oh, God.
I know. Oh, my God. I hate thinking about that stuff.
Ugh, I don't let my mind go that far in the future.
No.
I can't. I cannot think about that.
I know.
But yes, to the group, there are moms that are in all walks of life that were maybe there's a teen mom, you know, or mom having her being a first time mom in her early 40s. It's really a diverse mix. And what I genuinely love about the group is that it feels very supportive and inclusive. Mm-hmm. Susan and I are both mixed, which is kind of fun and interesting. And then our kids are like mega mixes.
And yeah, you want to hit them with your mixes?
Yeah. So my dad grew up in Iran. He was born and raised in Tehran and he came to America in 79, actually with my mom, who is American, was raised Jewish and Baptist. So she herself was a mix.
What? I actually don't think I realized Jewish and Baptist
Her dad was like tough New York Jewish guy. Her mom was like North Carolina Southern Baptist. So my mom was sort of a religious and cultural mix. And then my dad, his family, I would say is like casually Muslim. But my dad, if you ask him, like hates organized religion, like with a passion. So I grew up sort of with access to like four different perspectives when it comes to religion. And I also didn't grow up with any particular religion. So some people care about that. It's been a topic in the past of if I'm raising my kids with religion, how did I grow up? What do I believe in? I would say I'm spiritual in that LA cliche way, like I'm spiritual.
I go to yoga and meditate.
I'm very spiritual, but I don't subscribe to one religion. I don't care what anybody is, for the record. And then my husband, so American mom, Iranian dad, I personally grew up in the Bay Area. And then my husband, his father literally grew up in a cave in Palestine. And his mom was born in Canada, but grew up in Michigan. So she came to America when she was like less than one. So she's American. And so then we're raising our kids as like little super mega mixes. And I also always joke that we're raising them as just Californian, which in my mind, everybody has a different idea, is really open-minded. Okay, now you go.
All right. So I tell everybody I'm Mexican and Korean because that's the easiest way to explain it. My mom is from Korea, born and raised. And I was born in Korea, fun fact, but I came to America when I was like less than a year old. My dad was in the military. He is from a state called New Mexico. It is part of the United States, you guys. Fun fact. Some people don't realize that. I grew up in a really, really small town, predominantly Latino. So even though I am half Korean, I pretty much know I was raised Latino, though I got teased for being the only Asian in my entire school. But I was raised Catholic. I was raised in a very religious home, I would say. I wouldn't say very religious. My mom was just more like into it. She was like, this is cool. I like what you guys do. You like get together and go to church and, you know, pray and stuff like that, which I don't think she grew up with. So she was kind of into it. So I've gone through catechism. I've been confirmed, all of that good stuff. But I married an Indian man. Yeah. So he was raised Hindu, and he is not religious. I'd say neither of us are actually religious, even though we grew up with our parents are still religious. So we kind of mix it up for our kids. And so obviously our kids are a mix of all of those things. Mm-hmm. I guess that means that they're more Indian than they are what I am, which kind of makes me sad. That means that they're like not
50%.
They're 50% me, but they're just 25% of my stuff.
Yeah. Well, 25%
Korean.
25%. Whereas 50% Indian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. No, I'm kidding.
You know what, though? It gives them like a nice, like natural tan.
You have such beautiful children. And I personally am kind of obsessed with Indian culture.
Yeah.
I mean, the beauty treatments, the food.
All of it. The jewelry. I was totally into the diamonds and the gold that I got. That was awesome.
My mom also lived in India when she was a young traveling hippie. She lived there for months, you know, did all kinds of cool hippie stuff in India. So I've always, it's been on my list of places to go. I can't believe I've never been there one day. But I'm pretty into Indian culture.
Yeah.
And I also grew up in an area with a huge Indian community.
Yeah. I actually did not. I didn't know any Indians actually growing up, which is funny. So when I met my husband at a club, I thought he might be Latino.
Oh, really?
I didn't know what he was. Oh, or maybe God, Persian. I honestly didn't know that many. I mean, I knew a lot of Indian people like as
in
an
New
adult.
York and stuff. Yeah.
But like growing up, I didn't know too much like culturally about them and everything. So, you know, it's actually been a little bit of a journey learning about his culture and his side of everything. And it's been really fun. I'm blessed to have, and I say that like, you know, I feel like
blessed.
Yeah, hashtag blessed is a funny thing that you see. But I have really great in-laws that were very open to me coming into their family. And I've learned so much. I was all about like, I wanted to have a big Indian wedding and my husband didn't want to actually. He wanted the typical like American wedding where we walk down the aisle and all that stuff. Cause he was like, that looks better to me. And I was like, no, no. And all my girlfriends were like, you're really not going to have an Indian wedding. You're going to take this from us and not give this to us. And they were a little upset about it, but they got through it. This is like, you know, I've been with my husband, if you include dating, for a decade.
I know.
Over a decade.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. I think about that too. I've been with Michael for over 11 years because we're coming up on our 10-year wedding anniversary and we dated for just a year before that.
Wow.
Which is, it's funny because we've had similar timelines, I guess you could say, for the most part in the grand scheme of things with how long we've been with our guys and having two kids and that whole thing. See, I'm learning more about Susan, too. I like this. I'm learning about Arun. This is fun.
You'll learn more about Arun.
So we have like super mega mix kids.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that is the future.
I always think that.
Like I used to be, I think about my past and it was really sad. It was very lonely being a mixed kid in New Mexico.
Yeah.
It really was. I was on my own. But now I'm like, this is the future. This is what we're going to start seeing.
I know more mixed kids now. I mean, than I feel like non, or maybe it's 50-50, but I feel like so many people are mixing it up and it just creates I'm a little biased. It creates very nice looking little children.
They're cute.
Yeah. I mean, and we're pretty cute.
I think we're cute. We're kind of cute.
We clean up real nice.
We're
from
nice,
time
pretty.
To
we're pretty
time.
Botox mamas.
I haven't gotten Botox in a long time.
Me
I would
either.
Love to.
Oh, I
Dr.
Wait.
Deer. I'm coming
know,
for you.
I know. You guys will hear about all that kind of stuff. I am breastfeeding still, so I have not had Botox, but I will, even though everyone on the internet thinks I've like gone to town on my face, apparently. But
it's because you look so good, girlfriend.
Thank you. It's called weight gain.
yeah, we, you know, if you guys know Susan and I from other social media platforms like YouTube or Instagram, you know we do a lot of beauty treatments together. We have our show, The Sass, that we've been doing for over 5 years. Mm-hmm. And
the SAS stands for the Susan and Charizard Show.
Or the Charizard and Susan Show. Mm-hmm. Okay. We like our little acronyms. We're very open with talking about all the fun things we've done to our little faces and our bodies. It's also just sort of pulling back the curtain on what a lot of celebrities are doing.
We're going to have a good time, you guys. And we're not afraid to talk about things. So we hope that you guys will subscribe. Is that what you do?
Yeah, subscribe. And I think the one of the things that we would love to ask you to do, I guess a big favor, is to leave a review on the podcast. That helps it rank well.
Yeah.
And, you know, rate it, leave a review. And you can leave an honest review. Definitely, you know, we are, like I said, we are new at this. We're unfiltered. We are not trained in the podcast space. So feel free to give constructive criticism. If you hate our guts, you can say that too. It's just another ranking. Oh, yeah. We could have a whole episode on just how many people hate our guts. But, you know, we're open. And you know, again, you can always connect with us
On all the social
platforms. We are on them. We're fairly active, although we do take breaks for our own sanity from time to time.
Well, my child makes me. Did you see that clip I posted where he was like, no?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I love that.
Yeah.
My boys do that to me all the time. That's why I have rules in my house about phone usage. I have so many things to say about that. Again, we'll get into that topic down the road. But yeah, subscribe to our podcast if you like it, obviously. If you hate it, never listen to it again, please. Just never come back here.
I think this is the cue that we wrap up this episode because now we're just getting into the weird giggly thing and then that's not going
to
stop.
No. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening to this first episode, if you can even call it that.
Yeah.
And we hope that you enjoyed getting to know us in a little bit more of an intimate way. We look forward to this journey. And that's all for today.
Yep. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.